It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Oskaloosa head coach Eddie Miner after a tough 5-point loss to Pleasant Ridge at home. And coach, this was a day where Coy Perry, he was very busy. He had 65 total touches, and he did well. I mean, he had 54 yards on the ground, 239 yards over the air. Your thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, no, that's been a point of emphasis actually since last year, is we want the ball in Coy's hands as much as we possibly can. You know, and some others as well, too. But, you know, Coy does whatever Coy needs to do. He's competitive. So, yeah, it's, it was a tough game. You know, Pleasant Ridge physically just, you know, they're a tough team, and we still had the chance to win.
Yeah, and Coy, he wasn't perfect. He had a few mistakes, had a few interceptions, and he went 16 for 49 over the air. What are some things that he's trying to do to improve his game?
Well, one thing is to be more coachable, and, you know, to understand that, you know, there's certain reads that we need to make. And, you know, it's kind of hard because, you know, he's a competitor, and he wants to do the right thing. And sometimes it's just a matter of not trying to overthink the situation, just, you know, do exactly what, you know, needs to be done on that. And, you know, football in its simplest form is just, you know, blocking and tackling and protecting the football. You know, and sometimes we just tend to overthink things a little bit too much. And I think that was, if there was a negative, that was probably the only thing. You know, sometimes we overthink stuff and not have enough belief in the system and what we're trying to accomplish on it. But, you know, we want the ball in his hands as much as possible. And we know that whenever he has the football in his hands, that we have an opportunity to be successful.
Here with Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner and coach Trenton Van Houten, another fantastic game. He has 8 catches for 137 yards and 2 scores. What makes him such a dynamic route runner?
Well, he's another competitor, you know, and he made some really nice catches and runs. And he had actually one catch. We just talked about it yesterday. He had one catch that really had to focus on and come down with it. And luckily for us, it was a touchdown. We had some other kids that stepped up and made some really big catches too. Evan Stinnett, you know, had a catch and a run, and Nick Bradshaw had a heck of a catch and a run. And unfortunately, and Caden Kessinger, our tight end, he had a couple of really good catches. One he had to scoop basically down off the ground. It kind of reminded me of Kelsey-like. But we had a couple of other drop passes too, it's just something that's a work in progress.
Here with Oskaloosa head coach Eddie Miner, as we turn the page to week number 3, as you guys take on ACCHS coming up. And coach, this is a team that's coming off a tough loss. They lost 36-0, and that was at half against a really good Jefferson County North team. And coach, as you guys sit right now, you're averaging 15 points a game. What are some adjustments you guys are trying to make offensively to get ready for that Tigers defense?
We just need to make certain that we do what we're supposed to do. You know, we make what little adjustments we need to, but it's, you know, again, I'll go back to football, and you know, with me having been in so many different situations and around so many different coaches, you know, you tend to learn that the ones that are really successful, and I'm talking at all levels, the ones that have been successful don't change their game plan very much, very often. They come out, it's real simple. If I'm an offensive lineman, if I have an even front, this is what we're supposed to do. If I have an odd front, this is what we're supposed to do. Secondary, are they playing a zone? If so, what kind? Are they playing man? If so, what do we need to do? You know, are there any mismatches? But if we just play our game, and that's the hardest thing to coach these kids anymore, Jared, is just to play your game, because they hear stuff from all different sorts of people. They watch the games, you know, college and pro and whatnot, and it's just a matter of them having the faith in the process and understanding that at the end of the day, the complexity of football is in its simplicity. It's in its simplest form. And unfortunately, you know, the way the world is anymore, we have to make everything a little bit too complex sometimes. And it's not complex. It's a simple game. And it's one of those games that if you just do your job, do it well, and have faith that everybody else is going to do it, you'll be fine. Sometimes that's the hardest thing to ask of people. But that's what's necessary in order to be successful. JCN, hey, they're tough. They look, you know, that's a heck of a good football team on them. So, yeah, we got our hands full with Atchison County. I know last year physically they pushed us around, and that's been kind of job one right now, is not to allow that to happen again.
Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Great stuff as always, and best of luck coming up this weekend.
Thank you very much, Jared. I appreciate it.
That was Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Pia Friend Realty.